Vavon Beis. Shikar Aser Menesias Kapayim. Nani Mili. Amram Shum Alevi Mishum Bakapara. Lomanismo Parshas Koyin Mivarech Laparshas Nazir. Leimar Ma Nazir Aser Beyayin Av Koyin Mivarech Aser Beyayin. Yeah. Look, Rashi. Shikar Mia also Mesiz Kapayim. The filler made like Kamel Mishum Yidna Lav Shikar Sikhu. Basim is masking that a shikar cannot be nice like Kapayim. Parash is Kayin Mivarech. Kayin Savoch is Bnei Yisrael Amar Lahem. And it says right next to Nazir. To tell you the Zisr of Shikar. Maskev lo avud Rabbi Zeira v'amilo oishe bar zavdo iman nazir also b'charetzon avkayim varach also b'charetzon. The nazir is not just also in wine; he can't eat the pits and the seeds as well. So you're telling me that a kain mavaro can't eat grapes. Rabbi Zeira amakra l'sharasay l'varach b'shmoy ma misharis mutem b'charetzon avkayim mavarach mutem b'charetzon. So there's a hekesh over here between L'sharsa and L'varach B'shmai. L'sharsa is the Avayda, L'varach B'shmai. It's a crash. Ma'am L'sharsa, Oivir Avayda. Le'y mitzar, Elo Shesuye Yayin, Mamish. L'chsiv Yayin V'sheichar Al Teisht. Ha'b'charsa Mutter. So by Avayda, Zichar says Shtuye Yayin. So Mela, there's a hekesh between Avayda and the Kohen Mevarach. That Gemara, Imar Mesharis Baal Mum Loi, if you tell me it's a Hekesh from Mevarach and Mesharis, there should be a Psul Baal Mum. Av Kohen Mevarach Baal Mum Loi. So Gemara, no, one's saying, it's Kushan Nazir. So now we'll fall back on Nazir and say that there's no problem Baal Mum. So on the one hand, we're being medamed to Nazir. On the other hand, we're medamed to a kind of Eivet. My chazis, the machshis l'kula, akish l'chumra. Why going l'kula and saying that Baal Mum could be nice to kappa? And midach gisa, charetzon is mutter. Charetzon is mutter. From Nazi learning out Baal Mum is mutter. From Masharis learning out that Charetzon is mutter. Why are we going to the Kula? And the Gemara, Akshel Chumra, Asmachna Ninu Midrabbanon Ulakula. So this whole din, says the Gemara, is a crash, my comrade, the Gabayi, my new, no, sorry. Since the whole din is Rabbanon, Mamela, we go Lakula. The Stam and Jassan, the Taz, the Kapel and the Taz brings down in Sim Kufchav Ches Lamed Hey, Beis Yosef, and he was Shasar Vias Yayin, Vishtei Pa'amim, so he's nice as Kappa. So yeah, just Revias, he drank it in two swallows, that's okay, even though it's Asa Ba'Vaida, and it's Asa Ba'Vaida. See, it's like Beis Yosef, Kindle Givin Lechai Misa, and Oivid. This that we're machmir on a mevarich is only that same thing will be done. Some that's oifer, a kind that's oivid. In nichz bes mikdash, he'll be chayiv, chayiv misa. But then that's if he does it in one shot. If he does it in two shots, it's okay. Dr. Taz, he says, "It's not hekashim midas hatayra," and then the drash is behem, right? And he says, it's a pelle. Yeah, Lenimtsa v'gemar remez sheheker zeh rak asmachta. Yeah, says the Taz. And Adraba, he brings that Tyson site that it says, that Kayin, that was nice a kaba be yeshiva, he's sitting down, he's not yaitza, he has to be chayzim mevarech. Why? Because the heker shtar vayda. Right? L'sharez levarech. Right? L'sharez levarech. So you see that we take this hacker seriously. Some kain hoa din lagabe, if he's taking two gulps. So my said, when's the tamei and the taz, the vushe esrod, what do you mean? It means no gemara. Our gemara says the feirish that this, that whole issue is only rabbana. So Melibe says is right in saying that, okay, this is only rabbana. So you go cool and say that maybe it's only got to be something that is a problem that yichayv misa. Now, Stam is interesting. Like the Moshe, the Rambam says, the Perek Tezvav, Tefila Locha Dalid, Koyin Shos V'Rias Yayin, is possible to fizz in the Siz Kapayim, Lefi Shalok Shabroch La Avayda. The Isser, we don't learn out from Avayda. The Isser we learn out from Nazir, the Gemara said, right? The Hekish La Avayda was just to be Mayit Balmum. It's funny that the Rambam just takes the Gemara used the Avayda, which was the Kula. Ram says that's the Makar that a Kohen can't be nice to Kapayim if he drank. And Bems and Rashi before said, in the beginning, when we first mentioned Ben Nesiz Kapayim by drinking, Rashi said, what did Rashi say? The Kohen Shas also leases Kapa Shenema Yayin V'Sheich Al Teish B'Vayachem Nesiz Kapayim Me'ein Avayda Kilo Kaman. Right? Rashi says Nesiz Kapayim Me'ein Avayda. That's why it's also. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara says that, well, why is Nesiz Kapayim also? You learn out from Nazir, not because it's Me'ein Avayda. So Kilo Rashi also, it's like Kilo, once the Gemara Betzim comes on to the Hekish, you can really learn out from the B'chal that there's an Issa Yayin. We read the Gemara says, we learn the Issa from Nazir, the head for Balbum is from the Sharet. Somehow, the Rambam, and maybe even Rashi, are saying, once we have the Hekish, that could be the Makar also. So, anyway, Taiz over here points out, interesting Taizus. Okay, being in Taiz is a little stump funny because like, he's like trying to prove that Balmum is okay. Even where it's a fairish, whatever. But then he says, what happens if a Kayin that was Hamer Dasai, a Kayin that Shmatzach, and then he did Tshuva. In the Arte, it doesn't say he did Tshuva, but they have to say he did Tshuva. It's clear in all other places where Taiz discusses this, it's no matter, he did Tshuva. But if he didn't do Tshuva, it's not a problem. But he did Tshuva. Yeah, he says he could be a nicer kappa. Right, he says he brings down a Gemara that those that were oivid, the kind of oivid, the base chanyoy, eloy shamet yishtam shav mikdash, meaning there was they made like a base mikdash of Aizara, but he could be the night little chelik and echov kimoy bali mumim. So since it says you can take a chelik, you can't be oiv in the base of mikdash, but you take a chelik like bali mumim, it's mashma that even though he was a mumim of Avodah Zarah, still if he did tshuva, he could be nice a kapav comparing him to bali mum. But that's if he did tshuva. If he didn't do tshuva, then we say he can't be nice a kapav. So though it's interesting. And that's what we pask in halacha. Someone that's a mummer, or even so, it's very negayic, again, halacha, yeah? A mummer that's mechal Shabbos, right? He's a mummer chal Torah Kula, a mummer mechal Shabbos for Hesya, can't even be nice to kapa, right? So you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it says that he can't. It says that he can't. Mumur, Kufkov Hei Lamed Zayin, Mumur Levay Zalilim, Leiz a Kappa. Yesh Aymim, Shemas a Tshuva, Leiz a Kappa, that's our Tez V'chein Iker. But Leiz a Tshuva, Leiz a Kappa. So we have a Kayin, you know, a Yom Kippur Jew, that comes, you know, what should we call it? Hei Min Leiz a Kappa. So the fascinating psak from Chaim Eiser. That psak is a Meiser, that's from Chaim Eiser. Chaim Eiser Paskin, they could do Nesiris Kapayin, against the Shulchan Aruch. Again, the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah? So what was Pshat? Chameizah said, that this guy, if he's not going to be nice to Kapov, right? Then it's going to be forgotten the guy that he's a kohen. Memela, they won't know he's a kohen. He's not a nice kohen. One of the ways we know he's a nice grandpa, he's a nice kappa. So if he'll have a grandchild, that'll be chayzer b'tshuva. He won't know he's a kohen. He can marry a grusha. Memela pasuk b'chayim ha'izer that adrabi should be dafka be nice kappa to establish at least that he's a kohen. That was a tzak. The plates, but the Deris wasn't happy with that psak. B'chamayzer. What? I'm telling you a psak from Chaim Weiser. Tov. Maybe then, there was a mumur. Maybe it was less sad that there was, I don't know. I don't know if Chaim Weiser. I'm just telling you, Uvda Psak of Chaim Weiser. Right, let's go. One second. Stam, the reason why Mumra can't be nice to Kapov. So Stam, it's interesting. Svara or Zeru, he says a Svara that. What does the pasuk say? So, as Shmuel ben Ezra, "Vani avarchem," right? What's the whole koyach? The koyanim says, "Our zrua the mivarch." Is because someone, Shmuel ben Ezra, "Vani avarchem." You do your part, we'll do this together. But he says, someone has a mumar. Kesh Baruch Hu, he was always of Kesh Baruch Hu. Kesh Baruch Hu always vay. What? Because the mumar puts his name, Kesh Baruch's name on the side. Kesh Baruch come and bark him. He's going to work together with the mumar. Dr. Zeruah, that's as far as why there's no Baruch's kind for mumar before he does shu. Zog Mar Vaita. Zog Mar Vaita. Eilu hei mamadois, lefi shenem etavis b'nei Yisrael. Ma kesh, ma ikam, ma kam, eilu hei mamadois. Mumatam, take my mother, it's a fish and hammer. So gosh, my comment, kaboy, my ninu, my mother is, right? Eluhein, my mother is, and then it brings me a pasuk. It's not telling me what my mothers are. My is cross, kaboy, lachmi. There's hakama, Eluhein, my mother is, look, come on. Look, we can more mission explain later. The time of my, we break within the second question, take my mother, fish and hammer, it says, may so, madalayim, etc. Ve'ekabanishal Adam, kara v'hu einay ayimir al gaba v'skinu nevim rishayim esrim arba v'arba mishmarais akol mishmar mishmar haya ma'imid b'rishalayim shal kainim shal vim shal yisraelim. Oh, so here. We'll see that we already had, I think we had the Ritva that said that when it says that the Mamadis consists of the Kainim Yisraelim, that just meant that each one doing their job, the Kainim and doing the Vaidal Vim, doing the Shira, and the Yisraelim doing the Tfilas. But we'll see Rashi later is Mashmah not like that. Anyway, so the Mayim and Yishlayim consisted of Kainal Yisrael. The Gizman, Mishmar, Lalis, Kainal Vim, Oil and Yishlayim. So the Chaftal Mishmaras of the Kain, they will go up to Duravaida, the Tarabana. Esim Abba Mishmaris, how you bear it is strong. Shtem Esrei, Birichoi, Shem is a birichoi in the fish of Tuva. Then it's 36. He tells me it's 24 in Yisrael, and then 12 just in Yiricha alone. The numbers don't add up. Ela shem is a mehem birichoi, because the Giyuz man. Gosh, Breish Mashma Levad Achav Dalit Shabayara is Yisrael. How you Yud Beis birichoi? Tavu Lamed Vav. Yudbeis man mashma shem ois and achav dal. So now we're changing means from them, from the 24 was 12 in Yerichai. Gives man a mishmar lalois, chatzia mishmar hayoyla merits Yisrael Yishalayim, the chatzia mishmar hayoyla li yirichay. So out of the ones that whose job was to go to Yerushalayim, Kohen Levim in Yisraelim, the Kohen Levim, yeah, Kohen Levim, they went up to Yerushalayim. So half of them stayed in Yericho, and then they should be able to prepare food, and then they switched in the middle. I'm Yehudia, says Rashi. What does it mean to do a 12 out of 24 of the Mishmaras were in Yerichai? It doesn't mean they came from Yerichai. That's sort of disproportionate. Rather, what that means is that they went to Yerichai. Shagiv Zman HaMishmar Lal Yishalayim Mishabes, that we should Mishalkim Anche HaMishmar Chetzion Ochel Yishalayim Avayda Lavayda V'chetzion Ochel Yerichai Asmuch Yishalayim Mutakon Umasak Nesham Mayim Umazan Lachem. That's what it means, Yud Beis B'Yerichai. Yeah, fine. Amar Yudah Mishmuel, Kain Levim Yisrael Ma'akves HaKarban. Says Rashi, Ma'akves HaKarban, Im Ein Ma'imid Mikula B'Yerushalayim, it's not, I call Mishmar Ha'ya Ma'imid B'Yerushalayim, Shal Kain Levim Yisraelim, Kivin the Kulu Bailim, being the Lehev Kamayu, Al Gabe Avaida. So here Rashi's Mashma, Rashi, being the Lehev Kulu, Al Gabe Avaida. Rashi's Mashma over here, that the Kainim and the Levim were part of the Mamadas. And that's what Dva argues. Rashi's Mashma, the Kainim and the Levim were part of the Mamadas, meaning part of the Tefillin. Besides the Kohanim and Levim doing the Avaida, they were part of the whole Mamadas business with the Kriyas HaTorah and the fasting and the davening of Chulu. That's the Mashum Rashi. And since they're all part, the carbon is for all of them, therefore they have to be part of it. The Dva was not like that. The Dva was saying, no, the Kohanim and Levim did the Avaida. The Kohanim did the Avaida. The Levim did the Shira. And that's what's Makav. But not that they were part of the Mamadas. Masin Tani, Rav Shimon Elazar, Kainim Levim, Uklei Shir, Makim Es HaKarben, and Makim Miflagi. Marasav Iker Shir B'Peh, Marasav Iker Shir B'Kli. So when he added Klei Shir, that means that Iker Shir is B'Kli. So Levim singing the bass of Mikdash, they had to be accompanied by music instruments. Klei Shir Makim Es HaKarben, Mishuli B'Sech HaSukkah, V'Erchem V'Freshes. Iker Shir B'Peh, Cleave some call of Alma, Kim Nikolavim, Lai Makavim Shem Kleshir. So the music instrument is just to make it nicer, but that's not really the Ikashira. The male of B'yev, it's not Makav. Ikashira B'kli, Abu V'chem Per Cholol, that they need the musical instruments. Amrav Chama, Baguria, Amrav. Moish Tikkun Lam Yisrael, Shemoina Mishmarais, Arba Me'alazar. Dalid May Summer Rashi Arme Lazar Mibanu Shal Lazar Shasim Ham Dal Mishmaris Gemara Gamila is Kabbalah Boshmuel Vemidon Al Sheshit Shrei. So Shmuel subdivided the 16. But David Amidon al Esim Arba, that's what we get finally to 24. Shinemar, Mishnas, Harbayim, Malchus David, Nidrushu, Imatsu, Behem, Gibarya Chayel, Biazar Gilad, Amela. So I guess there were a lot of people, so they divide into the 24. Mesve, Meshting, let me show Shmaina, Mishmarais, Abba Milad, Abba Mesama, but David Shmuel. Bemidon al Esim Arba, who's David and Shmuel, that was Maimid them on Esim Arba. Smashma, it didn't take, it wasn't two stages, 116 and then to 24. They together were Maimid on 24. Shinema Hema Yosat, David and Shmuel, Araiba Menasam. Says Rashi, "Utifter of Chama, Dama Shmuel Amidim Al Yudvav, Tezayim Dovin means Machot Dalin. But Shemini Minot Tarvayim Ha'idodi Tekninu. Here it says, Heimo Yosad Dovin Shmuel. Right? And together they were ones that Miyasad the 24. Hachi Kamar. Miyasaydai Shal Dovin Shmuel Aramasi Hemidum Al Esrim Va'arba. Right? Look Rashi. Shemidon, meaning from David, between David and Shmuel, you get 24. So Rashi, Midon Yudvav, but David and Midon, meaning Misaydu Shesh Shal Shmuel Ramasi, the first gears that Rashi has is not Misaid Mishal David Ushmul, Misaidon, Knisaid Zvashmur Amasi, Shemidon al Yudvav, but David Midon al Chavdali. That's what it means. Hema Yasad, David Shmul means based on coming off of Shmul, David came to 24. Israel Megarasi, Mehem Misaid Mishal Shmul Vidavid, and meanwhile, Chavdal Klaimer, Shneim Heilu B'Davar Ushmul, and meanwhile, Yivav Davar Chavdal. It basically comes down to the same thing that between David and Shmuel, we get 24. Tanya Idach, Moshe Tikkun Lehem Yisrael, Sheish Esrei Mishmaros, Shmoina Me'Elazar, and Shmoina Me'Isamar. So here Moshe Rabbeinu, we did 16. Shirabu b'nei Elazar al b'nei Samar. Some reason the b'nei Elazar became much more than b'nei Samar. So then Cholkum. So the b'nei Elazar were subdivided into 16. And meaning that's the rabbi. Together with that's the rabbi. Shnema v'imsu b'nei Elazar rabim. The rosh agibarim. B'nei Samar. Bechalkum b'nei Elazar, Roshim lebeis Ava shishasar. B'nei Samar lebeis Avaisam Shmaina. So the Divrei Yomim it says that the b'nei Elazar became much more. Therefore, they divided the b'nei Elazar into 16, and the b'nei Samar remained with their 8. Look Rashi. Vayimtzu b'nei Elazar rabim l'roshei ha'gibayrim klaima roshei ha'gibayrim shal b'nei Elazar ha'yu rabim me'isamar vayimtzu mashma d'kaidim l'chein ha'yu kfuim v'achshu v'esifu aleim v'yichalkum l'yudvav me'isav echad. Oh, then we have another pasuk. Vayimer, we have another pasuk. Beis av echad ochuz l'Elazar v'ochuz ochuz l'isamar. So what does this mean? My Vayimer, Zog Rashi, Chiteima, Kehechi Denefishi, B'nei Elazar, Hochi Nami, Denefishi, B'nei Samar. Zog Rashi, Zog Rashi, Echad Ochuz Ashay Metchila Lazar Da'ainu Ches Ochuz Echad Begayrol Da'ainu Nami Ches Lavli Yudvas Echad Ochuz La Lazar. It means an additional Chaluk was given to Lazar. Da'ainu, he had 8, and he gave another 8. Ochuz Ochuz Lisamar Mashay Metchila Ochuz Lisamar Achuzim, whatever percentage he had. B'shevet Chilosh, he got the same thing. Achaz Achaz, he kept his chel that he had beforehand. Shlahir Baleim, Shum Beisab. There were no more families, no more, family that were families that were added by Isamar, only by Elazar. My volume, Mechitei Mekara, have a Dal the laws of Dal Isamar. The Kihechi, the Nefishi, B'nei Elazar, Achnan, Nefishi, B'nei Isamar. Maybe you might think that originally, maybe each one was 4, right? And they really both got extra. They both got extra. Miu b'nei laz in the fishi tvei. Like some are like Kmino Ella. It was maybe originally they started out four each. Both of them multiplied, but the b'nei Samar not as much. They only got an extra four, bringing them up to eight. And b'nei Lazar, they had a lot, so they brought them up to 16. That's what we might think. Tashemav, achas le Samar. Alma k'dekaimi kaimi. It says achas, meaning the same thing that he had beforehand, he kept. Means he didn't change. Ma'amina, the Moshdikim lands, how did we get 24? Moshdikim lam. Yudvav, ches mehem, ches mezeh, ches mezeh. Kasha of Chama, let's not forget the flow of the Gemara. We had there's a Meisra over here. There's a Kasha on Rav Chama that said, Dalav Dalid, it was 4 and 4. Yeah, Vaduch Sivleel, Shasar Boim, Hema Yasad, the Masha Sifo Lehem, Achav Dalid, the Mishtoya, Moshe Tikin Lehem, Yudvav. Dr. Gemara, so Kasha, here we see that Moshe Beinu was the one that did the whole 24. Yeah, Tufte Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amlach Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Tanoihi, Benod Amri, Kihai Tano, Da Amar Shmoino, Tanoi Zagashi, Da Ika Tano Dalel. We bought a Braisa before. Right? After we brought down Chamagurya, we said, Yikatan Leil, the Tani, Mashtik Lamda Ches, Mishmaris, Mishneim, Anokim, Mekim, the Kavase.